You picked a great day to tune in because you're hearing during our Youth Expression Showcase a real range of styles on one instrument, a range of ages, but also a range of styles showing you different kinds of music that can be played on the very same instrument. And coming up now to play for us is Katie Heidenreich. Katie goes to Kerr Elementary, a great school. I've had a chance to visit Kerr before. She's 9 in third grade. She's been playing violin for just over half her life, 5 years. And she likes soccer, basketball, chorus, and swimming. And I just bet, you're going to recognize the song that she's going to play. So here's the first of 6 Students of Lucy Tedesco that you're going to hear. And whenever you're ready, Katie, take it away. 'Cause done, Katie. Very good. Come on over so we can say hello to you and just get to know you a little bit more. That was Shortening Bread, and it was hard for me not to sing along. Have you played, scoot up a little bit more just so you're in front of the mic? That's good. Have you ever played that song for an older person, maybe a grandma or grandpa?
Yeah.
Because they probably know it right away, don't they? Does anybody ever sing with it when you play it? Mama's
really.
Little baby love shortening. Mama's little baby love shortening bread. You know the words, though, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My grandma and grandpa and my grandma and grandpa.
Great. And you seem to really like playing. What do you like playing about the violin?
Well, I really like how, like, there's different strings and how high and low you can go on the violin.
Do you experiment sometimes?
Yeah.
That has to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And do you think there's still things that you need to find out and learn?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, thank you. You sounded very good. And we're going to get Lance and Alex up as our next performers. And they're going to do a duet. And then Lance has a couple that he'll do as a solo, and then Alex will do some as well. But first, we'll hear them as a duet, and they're just about ready to go. I think this is another song that needs no introduction. So please join me now in welcoming Lance Wilhelm and Alex Morton. Nicely done. And Alex, I think, is going to do, let's see, who's next? Is it
Lance?
Lance. Lance is going to play. So let me just say hello to you, Alex, while Lance is getting ready to go. How are you this morning, Alex?
Good.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. You are in third grade, right?
Yeah.
And you're 9, and you're at O'Hara Elementary School?
Yes.
And tell me what you like about playing the violin. Does it make you feel any different when you're playing or after you played?
Not really.
No? Does it ever make you, help you feel relaxed? Or it seems like
sometimes.
It's a lot of work to play really well, isn't it? I would think. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Probably just my mom.
And did anybody come with you today? Yeah, did your mom bring you here today?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, you sounded very, very good. And now Lance is going to play. Lance Wilhelm is 8. He's in second grade, also at O'Hara Elementary School. He's been playing for 3 years. He also likes chess and taekwondo, as well as poetry and acting. And I understand you like horseback riding, Alex. Wow. Do you get to do that a lot?
Usually, yeah.
Have you ever thought of horseback riding and playing the violin at the same time?
Not really.
That would be hard. Well, and that was Boil Them Cabbage Down. Sick. Boil Them Cabbage Down, or Boil the Cabbage Down. And now a couple great old fiddle songs, Angelina Baker and Old Joe Clark from Lance. And next you'll hear Old Joe Clark.
Mountaintop. Now I live in town. I'm staying at a big hotel, a courtin' Betsy Brown. Old Joe Clarky had a house 16 stories high, and every story in that house filled with chicken pie. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm all gone away. Chicken coop 16 stories high, and every chicken in that coop turned in chicken pie. Old Joe Clarky had a mule, his name was Morgan Brown, and every tooth in that mule's head was 16 inches round. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm all gone away.
Beautifully done, Lance. Come on over and have a seat. And I believe we're going to have another song from Alex coming up after you. So we'll do that little turning around. And I'm going to have you use this blue microphone, actually. Sorry to play to shuffle a little bit. Alex, that was great. You sounded Lance, I'm sorry. There's a lot of people in front of me now. Sorry, Lance. You sounded absolutely great. I do know the difference. It was really neat to sing. And was it hard for you to figure out how to sing and play at the same time? Is that difficult?
Not really. Once you get used to it.
Was it hard at first?
Yeah.
I'm glad you figured out how to do it because he sounded really good. One thing that's neat is very early this morning, we had a man, I don't know how old Cy Khan is now, Ricky, but we had a man on the radio with us this morning who probably is in his late 60s, I would imagine, who plays violin and who sings songs like old Joe Clark. So you were on the very same program as somebody, you know, about 8, 9, 10 times your age that you both have in common an instrument and at least one song and probably some others too. And I really like that. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
My parents, I know, are listening, and some of my classmates might be too.
Excellent. Well, I hope they are. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really.
Great. Well, you sounded very good. Do you have any idea what Alex is about to do?
No.
Well, let's find out together. I know that Alex Morton is about to come on, and I believe she's going to do the swallowtail jig. So here again is Alex Morton. Was Alex Morton. I still think maybe you could play that while riding horse someday. It would be fun. It'd be neat to see that happen. Now we're going to get to one of the senior most members of our players this morning. It's Chloe, I believe, is next. And Chloe is 11, and she is in fifth grade, also at O'Hara Elementary School, Fox Chapel Area School District. She's been playing violin for about half her life, 6 years. And Chloe has a couple of songs that she'll play, Julianne Johnson and Morrison's Jig. And she's ready to go. Chloe, you fan. Thank you. beautifully done. And that was Chloe. And Chloe's going to have a seat while I tell you that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Sunny today and tomorrow, 46 and 63 degrees, respectively. Spring-like days, both days. Clear tonight, low 29. Sunset 6:22 tonight. Clocks, spring ahead tonight or at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning if you want to do it exactly when it's supposed to happen. Currently 27 in Clarion and Grove City, 32 in New Concord, and 28 in Indiana, Washington, and right here at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Chloe, is it Yofan? Did I get your last name okay?
Yofan.
I was close. And you are 11, and those were great songs. How do you feel when you play the violin? Do you think about stuff, or does it relax you?
I really like playing. It's just really fun. Yeah.
Do you play in any groups with other people?
Well, at school I do the orchestra and honors orchestra, and I also do private lessons with Lucy, and I also do private lessons at school with another group of people.
So you're really learning all you can. And my notes here, so you like soccer and tennis also?
Yeah.
So you're pretty active. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I have a long list.
It's all yours.
All of my grandparents, my mom and my dad, my neighbors Tim and Tessa, and Megan and Sammy and AJ.
Well, that wasn't so long. Who are Megan, Sammy, and AJ?
They're also my friends who might be listening right now.
They're listening, I guarantee you. That's good. Thank you for mentioning those people and for playing so beautifully, too. We still have two more violinists. Don't forget, we're also going to have some bagpipers coming up a little later this hour. Next is Teresa. And Teresa is going to do a jig. It's nice to hear such a range of different musical styles this morning. And she is 7 years of age. Do I have my notes incorrect here?
Hang.
Oh, she's 11. Okay. Sorry, Teresa. Oh, yes, she is 11. You've played violin. It gets hard. I see what's going on. You are Elizabeth's sister. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, it's all coming. Okay, it's all. We have three sisters here. No wonder I'm getting so confused. Wow. And the teachers at Kerr Elementary are probably very confused, too. Well, Teresa is going to play a jig note as the Sixpenny Money. That's redundant. Sixpenny Money jig. Here she is.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. And there you've got Teresa. And before Elizabeth plays, I'd like to talk to both of you together. I think I can make this happen just because it'll allow us to talk to each of you. Let me see if I can do that and that. So, Teresa, you are 11, not 7. And you're right in between. No, you're not. Yes, you are. Boy, it's hard to tell all these Heidenreichs apart, or Heidenreichs apart here. So, Teresa, you're 11, and Elizabeth is 12. Do I got that right? And Katie is 9. Whew. Figured it all out. Tell me a little bit about you and the violin, what that relationship has been like, and what it's like to have two sisters that also play. My gosh.
Well, it's hard because we all want to practice at the same time, but sometimes we enjoy playing together and we play duets and triplets.
Neat. It's probably sometimes I'm sure you want to play alone rather than all at the same time. Do you have to find separate places in the house to practice?
Yeah.
Where do you like to go?
Well, I like to practice in our music room, but if that's not open, I go in the living room.
I see. And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hi to my grandparents and my friends.
Great. Thank you. You played so well. Did anybody, before I talk with Elizabeth, did anybody forget to say hi to somebody they wanted to say hi to? Good. And Elizabeth, I just wanted to chat with you before you play. And I now know that you are the matriarch of the trio. Are there any more sisters? Is it just you three?
No, just the three of us.
And any brothers?
Nope.
Okay, so you are the head. Do your parents, when they are either hurried or angry, ever call you by the wrong name? They like forget.
That's happened before.
Yeah, I thought it might. Do they ever go like Elizabeth, Teresa, Katie, like until they get to the right name?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I figured that might happen. So you're at Dorseyville Middle School, and you play soccer and volleyball, and you sing, too?
Yep.
Well, great. Do you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
I just wanted to say hi to my grandparents and my orchestra director, Mr. Breyer. And I wanted to thank Lucy for being such a great teacher and teaching us fiddle.
Terrific. And thank you to Lucy Tedesco. And we're going to let you close up everything today. And I want to thank each of you for coming. You can go ahead up and get in ready position and ready to go. You're going to get a chance to hear Elizabeth with three songs together. Dan O'Keefe's Slide, Butterfly Slip Jig, Kitchen Gow, and Cluck Old Hen, which I think you'll recognize at least one out of the four songs, if not more. And I want to thank all of you for being here today. Great violin playing. And I think she's all set and ready to go. Here is Elizabeth Heidenreich. Thank you. Beautifully done. Lucy, thank you. Lucy Tedesco and everybody from her studio today. An hour and a little bit more of, let's see, we had 3 plus 7, exactly 10 violins in the last hour. 40 strings. It sounded absolutely beautiful. Thanks to you all. We have bagpipers coming up this hour. It's 14 after 11 at the Saturday Light Brigade.